So the main thing is, I guess, at the moment, it's still in litigation. But right now, the new map stands. So we're going to just keep moving forward, whether they stand or whether it comes back and says, you know, that the 21 maps are going to be what we're going to use for the primary. Main thing is we just have to have a plan, because this could go back and forth all the way through the primary, or up to it. So just to let the court know, we're moving forward. We have Scott on board. And again, Andy and I are working together to try to figure out what we can do. We'll come back in 2 weeks. Hopefully, we'll have something for you. We have to move forward pretty quick, like one, because of the primaries, two, because we have that mass mail out that's already past due for the state of Texas. But we're one of, oh, I think it's less than 10 counties in the state of Texas that were affected by the redistricting. So we have a hold on the mass mail out. But when we talk about the mass mail out of approximately 40,000 voter registration cards, and we live in a town of college students, there's so much work that will be done just once the mail out's done because of all the return mail that has to be processed.